Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. Platform businesses such as Uber, Airbnb, and Wikipedia are laying siege to more traditional pipeline businesses in the transportation, travel, and media industries. In Platform Revolution, published by W.W. Norton, Professors Jeffrey G. Parker and Marshall W. Van Alstyne and Platform Thinking Lab's founder Sangeet Paul Chowdhury explain the platform revolution. Get Abstract recommends this powerful, enticing read to executives, entrepreneurs, professionals, policymakers, students, and consumers. Apple, Google, and Microsoft are the world's fastest growing brands. They also are platform businesses because they match external producers with consumers and create value by enabling participants to exchange products, services, or social currency. Platform businesses concentrate on external resources. They hire outside professionals and resources in marketing and IT rather than building those functions internally. Platforms invert the traditional pipeline model to create value for their communities of users. For example, in spite of listing more than 500,000 properties and having accommodated more than 10 million boarders, Airbnb does not own a single room. Its platform helps people offer their spare bedrooms directly to consumers. Airbnb collects a fee of around 11% for each transaction. Platforms grow more quickly than traditional businesses by getting rid of inefficient gatekeepers. Compare the traditional, slow-moving publishing industry with Amazon's Kindle, a platform on which any author can publish a book quickly. Supply economies of scale enable traditional pipeline companies to grow from small concerns to major corporations by producing large batches of goods and reducing per unit cost. Today's platform businesses focus on demand economies of scale that grow through the use of apps, demand aggregation, and social networks. Economies of scale help them achieve positive network effects by serving consumers on demand. To understand network effects, imagine a time when no one had a telephone. With no one to call, why subscribe to a phone service? As more people installed phones, personal connection networks grew. This increased the value for phone subscribers. Even more people will get phones when all their friends have one. And when a larger base of users joins a network, subscription prices fall, thus attracting more people to join. When setting up a new platform business, reflect on the fundamentals. Ask yourself what the platform will do and how it will connect producers and users. Your platform should provide the technical backbone to facilitate the core interaction of exchanging information, goods, services, and money. Establishing the core interaction unfolds in three steps. Start with the participants. You have consumers at one end and producers at the other. Describe both roles sufficiently. For example, one of Facebook's most used features is its status update function. Users who update their status may be individuals, firms, or groups of friends. Next, consider the value unit. A fundraising platform like Kickstarter provides a detailed description of a fundraising project to give potential supporters the information they need to make a decision. The project description is the value unit Kickstarter provides. Finally, create a filter. This is the platform tool that enables participants to exchange suitable value units. For example, if you search for a ride through Uber, the filter shows you only drivers who are in your area and available. The value unit is the biggest factor in driving your platform's success, and the hardest to control. As your platform grows, your core interaction might diversify, not the least through shifts that arise through interactions among your users. If you now run a pipeline business, you face a realistic chance that a platform could challenge your operations. Since successful platforms supported by positive network effects achieve better margins and produce more value than traditional companies, they grow faster. For example, the brick-and-mortar book retailer Borders closed when Amazon started selling books online. Platforms are disrupting pipeline businesses in different ways. Platforms remove obstacles and, thus, allow more producers to participate in value-creating activities. For example, YouTube empowers amateur videographers to show their productions and talent to the world. Platforms encourage users to try products and services, You might ride in a stranger's car with Lyft or leave your dogs at a stranger's house with Dog Vacay. In addition, a platform's selection of content generally improves as it grows. For example, the Q&A platform Quora worked with in-house editors initially, but it turned the job of content curation over to its user community after it reached a critical mass for producing high-quality content. When operating a platform, marketing pull strategies that encourage viral growth have more impact than conventional marketing push strategies that advertise a business. However, you can't attract new users without having producers, and you can't get producers without having users first. Successful platform companies adopt one of 8 strategies to address that dilemma. First, the follow the rabbit strategy. Set up a pipeline demonstration project to prove that your business model can succeed. Second, the piggyback strategy. Find an existing platform and connect with its current users. PayPal made itself available to online auction users on eBay. Third, the seeding strategy. Create value units to attract potential future users. When you operate as the first content producer, you set the quality standards. Fourth, the marquee strategy. Identify a user group critical to your success and give its members incentives to join from the beginning. The fifth strategy is the single side strategy. Begin with a platform variation that benefits a single set of participants. Once successful, engage a second set. Sixth, the producer evangelism strategy. Attract producers to join your platform so they will bring their own customers to you. Seventh, the Big Bang adoption strategy. Use traditional push marketing to launch your platform, for example, by advertising at a music festival that attracts your target users. Finally, the micro market strategy. Select a tiny but influential target market with members who already interact. Use this micro market to gain access to a larger market. To make money from your platform, create excess value. For example, YouTube grants users access to valued content, and LinkedIn gives producers access to new markets. To monetize your platform, consider charging users a transaction fee per activity or a flat rate for full access. Use customized filters to charge subscribers different rates for access to different levels of content. Whom you charge and how you generate excess value will affect how many people adopt your platform and spark its network effects. Platforms will continue to pop up. Industries with high fragmentation and information asymmetries are good targets for more efficient platform businesses. For example, used car dealers traditionally knew more than consumers about each vehicle's history and condition, so they could select which bits of information to share with buyers. Now, platform-based Carfax aggregates and shares vehicle insurance and maintenance records for a small fee. Platform disruption will strike the education sector. Think of Khan Academy, Skillshare, and Coursera, as well as the healthcare, energy, and financial services industries. Platforms will transform market dynamics in logistics and transportation, professional services, and government operations. The Internet of Things will connect different platforms, linking people with the physical world to add value. Some businesses are less likely to blossom in the era of platform revolution, and, for them, the process of change can be long, uncomfortable, and disorienting.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.